Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God that he continues to allow our golden moments to roll on, as my grandmother would say. Amen. Good morning to everyone. God bless you. Hope and pray you had a great weekend. We certainly did at First Baptist Guilford. And we're thanking God for another Monday in which he has blessed us. Today is day 29, only 11 more days left. Can you believe it? 11 more days left in our time of fasting and prayer. So thank you all for joining us, and thank you for those who will listen later. We're going to get right to the word. Today's word is coming to us from the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, and I want to read in your hearing verses 8 through 10. In your own personal private time with God, read the entire fifth chapter, which I know will bless your life tremendously. But for our time together, we're going to read verses 8, 9, and 10. Here's what the word of the Lord says. For you were once darkness, but now you are the light, or light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Amen. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about let your soul glow. Let your soul glow. Beloved, I'm a child of the 1980s, and there was a classic 1988 movie called Coming to America, starring Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. Eddie Murphy played Prince Akeem, and Arsenio played Simi, his wonderful sidekick. There was one character played by Eric LaSalle named Daryl, and Daryl was the prince to a company called, you got it, Soul Glow. And they had a jingle. I'm not going to sing it. I'm so hoarse from yesterday. But they had a single that says, just let your soul glow. Oh, let it be oh so silky smooth, and let it shine through, yeah. Just let your soul glow. Ooh, soul glow. Wonderful movie. Look at it from time to time. Now, the key to soul glow was two things. The key to soul glow was application and impression. That was the key to soul glow, the application that came by way of the activator, and impression, the impression that you left. There's one scene where Daryl is getting ready to get out of the car to go see Lisa McDowell. And before he gets out of his sports car, he sprays on activator and puts on the application for Soul Glow so that it can give his hair that old so silky smooth feeling. There's another scene in the movie where Daryl and his family go to the McDowell's house. And as they're at the McDowell's house, they're called to the forefront for this announcement that's about to be made, and they leave an impression on the couch. There's soul glow is about application, and soul glow is about impression. The Apostle Paul, getting to the Bible now, is sharing with us that when you are saved, there ought to be some application and there ought to be some impression. Verse 13 says, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes light. In other words, beloved, when you are saved by God, you then walk as children of the light, because light illuminates. And once you are illuminated, that's when your soul will glow for God. So the relevant question this morning is, how do I let my soul glow? What is my application and impression as a child of light? There are three things in the text that I want to lift up that I believe can help us on how to let our soul glow. Number one, as children of light, you can no longer partner with darkness. As children of light, you can no longer partner with darkness. Verse 8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." Stop right there. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So you can't unsee what you've been exposed to. And just as you can't unsee what you've been exposed to, it is important to know that once the light of the Lord comes in your life, you can no longer go back to the things where you lived in darkness alone, because once you've been exposed to the light, once you've received the illumination that comes through the knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ, you and I have to walk in the light of God. Verse 7 says, "Therefore, do not be partners with them." Do not be partners with them. What is he talking about? Well, verses 3 through 6 says this, "But among you there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving," speaking of thanksgiving, for of this you can be sure, "no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient." You can no longer be partners in darkness. You got to let your soul glow. Once the application from the activation of the Holy Spirit comes in your life, you can no longer walk in darkness because you've been exposed to the light. And so we got to live as children of the light, no longer partnering with darkness. But there's more here. If you're going to let your soul glow, not only is it important to understand that you can no longer partner with darkness, but as children of light, you must practice and be disciplined. You must practice and be disciplined. Look at the B clause of verse 8 and all of verse 9. B clause of verse 8 says, "Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." Remember, application is what gets us started due to activation that comes from the Holy Spirit. But God wants us as children of light to leave an impression. In coming to America, Daryl had the application due to the activator of soul glow. But his life was leaving the wrong impression, because he thought boasting in his riches would get him everything he wanted. While Prince Akeem wanted to be an ordinary African student who earned love and respect, not flaunting what was his possession, not even flaunting the title that he was a prince, but he was putting into practice and being disciplined to show forth that I'm just like anybody else. In the fruit of the light, the Bible lets us know, and the Apostle Paul is telling us, that we should put into practice and be disciplined in all goodness, in all righteousness, and in all truth. We should find a way to put that into practice and be disciplined enough as children of God and children of the light to find ways to live in all goodness, all righteousness, and all truth. There's one more thing I want to show you to help your soul glow, beloved. It's right here in verse 10. Verse 10 says, and find out what pleases the Lord. Find out what pleases the Lord. As children of light, we must live to please God desperately. We must live to please God desperately. We got to find out what pleases God. See, if you find your purpose and you live according to that purpose, then you will find a way not only to put into practice and be disciplined, not only to no longer partner with darkness, but you will find what pleases God desperately. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, but you must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, beloved, pleasing God desperately means that you've got to diligently seek the Lord. Diligently seek God and activate faith in your life. Find a way to do what God has called you to do. And if you don't know your purpose, seek God's face and find out what your purpose is. Verse 11 says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. I like that, beloved, because it's letting us know to be the light, to live as the light, and to shine our light. We're supposed to get activated. We then receive the application, and then we need to leave an impression in order to let our soul glow. Oh, we're not trying to be so old, so silky smooth, but we want it to shine through, yeah. There's another movie, I don't have time. There's another movie that says when you got that glow, that feel inside that lets you know that it's the power of innovation. So you got to shine on, shine on. So you got to glow, you got to go, you got to know, you got to go to know. All right, you got to glow. So you got to set your soul glow. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you want us to be children of light, that we're to reflect your goodness, your righteousness, and your truth. So, Lord God, in areas where darkness tries to creep in the front porch of our lives, allow us, Lord God, to know that we can no longer live as children of darkness because we've been exposed to the light. So help us to walk in the light, the beautiful light. Help us to live, Lord God, purpose-filled, Lord Jesus, and pleasing you. No longer partners with darkness, but putting into practice and discipline those things that we know we need to do. And Lord God, while those things may be a struggle from time to time, there's enough light in us that we can walk according to your will and your way. So Lord, let our souls glow. Allow us to shine on, Lord Jesus. Allow us to be the light in dark places so that someone might come to know you and the free pardon of their sin. God, we honor you this morning and we bless you. We thank you, for Lord, all that you continue to do in our lives. We just want to let our souls glow for you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Take that word with you. Get activated with the activator of the Holy Spirit. Allow the application of the word to go deep down in your heart and then leave an impression, not on the couch, but leave an impression for Christ. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Just let your soul glow.